It is estimated that there are 1.8 billion young people around the world, and 9 out of 10 of them are in least developed countries. The president of the UN General Assembly, Sam Kutesa, said many of the young people are in Africa. This trend, he added, is projected to continue.
By harnessing its demographic dividend, it is estimated that the African continent could add up to about US$500 billion per year to its economy for as many as 30 years. This potential windfall would significantly transform the economies of many African countries. It would result in more resources being available for investment in critical infrastructure for social, economic growth and development.
However, the needs of young people in Africa are not fully addressed to enable them to play their role, said Muruli Mukasa, Minister of Gender, Labour and Social Development of Uganda.
The youth constitute the majority of our populations. They are energetic, creative, and in most cases, educated. In spite of that, they have not been fully integrated into productive employment. They are not able, for instance, to access credit. Appropriate education and health facilities are not adequate in many of our countries.
The Ugandan minister warned that these conditions and many others put young people at risk of being misled and becoming victims of criminal activities such as terrorism, human and drug trafficking, and armed conflict. The UN Secretary General stressed that since development and peace are interlinked, he stood for empowering young people to address security matters. Ban Ki-moon called for a holistic approach to the empowerment of young people.
When we give young people decent jobs, political weight, negotiating muscle, and real influence in our world, they will create a better future.
The Secretary General especially called for investments in young women and adolescent girls. He said they face more obstacles than young men and boys and deserve special support in seizing opportunities and claiming their rights. Derek Mbata, United Nations.